Introducing DJ Solita. Get ready for your favorite DJ Solita. DJ Solita. Oh no, she's coming.
Why is no one ready?
Okay, we're ready. Places, everybody.
Good morning, beautifuls. This is DJ Solita, and I hope your morning is off to a good start and that we are almost through the week. I know it's only the second day of the week, but still. But anyway, we're going to be talking about adult friendships because I read this Substack article or essay, I guess, of someone kind of detailing her life story. And it was like a very vulnerable piece in talking about how she feels like, you know, her childhood affected her and how even though she has friends right now, it doesn't feel like it all the time. So let's get into it. So let's start by talking about how we don't get to see our friends as much as we used to once we are fully grown adults, and it's sad. So I want to start off by reading a little excerpt from her essay that kind of like stood out to me. She says, "I think a lot of my discomfort at the moment comes from adjusting to how friendships work when you're in your 20s. At university, you get to see everyone at their most raw and tumultuous, the pure malleable yolk of themselves, in bed with a hangover or dancing in their pajamas, or crying so violently the world cracks open. Now that I live in a city away from a lot of my friends and only get to see some of them every few months, I yearn for that unabashed closeness, that proximity again. Post-graduation, when we're no longer living together, social events with a lot of our friends are relegated to cafes and restaurants and pubs in personal third spaces. So we only get to see the people our friends are when they are in cafes and restaurants and pubs. And when we are all together at someone's house, that person is hosting and we are all guests. And so adult formalities begin to creep in. Everyone's borders are hardening." And I think that's something that's really real. She's 24, I'm 26 right now, and I think this is something that I've experienced definitely in my 20s. I mean, 20s is one of those ages where everyone has a hard time navigating. It's the first time they're learning to kind of be adults and be individuals and tackle on adult things that they never had to deal with prior to, you know, post-college or even post-high school for those who didn't go to college, you know. And so there is a lot of emotion that comes with it, a lot of navigating that is... you have to learn for yourself, kind of. And I think friendships, losing friendships is one of those things that's the hardest to accept, I guess. I think, you know, we're never gonna have that same raw closeness and proximity that we had when we were in college, when we were in high school. Yes, we still hang out with our friends, but it's like we see them every few months and we see them in these impersonal third spaces. And when we are guests at their houses, there is that adultness where we have to watch ourselves. We can't be reckless and stupid and carefree like we were when we were kids. And so, you know, I think it's hard. And I think that is something that everybody experiences. And let's not even mention how difficult it is to make new friends and like go to new spaces and talk to people that you're not familiar with. You know, like sometimes we just want to be in our element and feel close without having to create that closeness. So let's get into a little bit about what are some methods that we can do here on Spank Dolem to make friends. Pay the toll. So last Wednesday, I went to the chapel because they had like a free food event. And if there's free food, I'm going to be there, you know. And usually when there's food involved, there's not much socialization that is required because I can just eat and then leave. But I ended up actually staying there for a while. And granted, I did know like a lot of the people that were there because it was mostly us AFNers who were there. And I invited my roommate as well. But I stayed there past my bedtime. And for... those who may not know, I actually sleep at like 7, 8 p.m. So I'm definitely like not really out and about past around 5 p.m. or so. But I was there for a while and I think I had a lot of fun. I played a lot of games. I did a bunch of things. I talked to people. I met new people. And then I went home and I kind of did a little bit of reflecting in bed. And I realized like I didn't realize how isolated I had been feeling. You know, I thought it was just normal, like waking up super early, going to bed super early. And I was like, okay, you know what? Like I'm taking care of my health. I'm sleeping, I'm getting enough sleep, I'm going to the gym, like I'm doing everything right? No, wrong. I think at the end of the day, like we are social creatures, we are humans and we crave that human connection, and I didn't even know that I was missing that and lacking that connection. And so, you know, I was like, oh wow, like I, even me, like an introvert who doesn't really like interacting with other people, I craved this, you know, and I missed this. So I think it's important for us to show up to these events that are going on base. Maybe we don't know anybody, maybe we can bring some people that we do know, but we can still talk to people who are there that we don't know. And it's a good way to kind of get out there. And maybe it won't lead to any deep friendships. Maybe it will. Who knows? But I think it is something, and it is important to go out there and be surrounded by other people and not just kind of keep yourself locked in, especially during the winter months. Like, we all know how annoying it is to have to get ready and dress up warmly to step outside in the cold, icy winter. But it's important that we do go out there and not just do things that, you know, are like going to the gym where you're like, yes, you're around people, but you're not actually talking to anyone. You're just kind of doing your own thing. And in between sets, you're just using your phone, you know. So, you know, really make the effort and be intentional with talking to people and connect with other people. I think we forget that we're not the only ones alone and maybe lonely, and we have a community here at Spingdalem. And it's important to utilize all the resources and events available to us here on base. You and me, we... It's raining! It is currently 7:35 a.m. and your temperature outside is 25 degrees with a high of 39 later on during the day. And it doesn't look like we'll be getting any sunlight during today. And if anything, it's going to be pretty gloomy. So make sure you are bundling up and staying warm because it is also windy out there. Now for your currency exchange rate, it looks like it is still going to cost you $1.07 US cents for every 1 euro that you spend. So keep that in mind as you make your exchanges and purchases and plan for the weekend up ahead of us. Go out there, have fun. Just make sure you're safe and you are smart. Hurry up. All right, let's talk about the spring market coming up very soon for all of us to shop and drop and support all the local artists and small businesses right here on Spingdalem Airbase. Surely. The Community Center Spring Market is going to be taking place March 7th, and it is an event that is free to shop. There is no barrier to entry. All you have to do is show up at the Community Commons in the gym of Building 441A, and it's going to be taking place from 5 to 7 p.m. March 7th. And you can also sell at this event if you are an artist or you have something that you've created and you are a business. You don't need to be a home-based business to sell, by the way. So this is available for you to sell at for $20 a table and $5 each additional table, but you do need to register at the Community Commons, which is located on the second floor of the Community you have to register at the Community Center, which is located on the second floor of the Community Commons. Oh my goodness, too many communities. But anyway, you can register by calling them at DSN 452-7260, or you can stop by in person and register and pay your fee there. But I think it's going to be a great event. This happens every so often, and I love supporting and shopping at local businesses. It's fine. Don't go anywhere, you're still with me, DJ Solita. Up next, you got your news and sports report, and then in just a little bit, we're gonna have USO come in to talk about all the events they got coming up for us real soon.